This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. Sagarmatha Sambad kicks off calling for a global climate action. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges world community to respond to escalating climate crisis with shared wisdom and strong determination. Deliberations on principles and priorities of appropriation bill continues. Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel clarifies principles and priorities of the appropriation bill were determined based on economic status and resource management capacity. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives endorses the Federal Civil Service Bill. And rescuers say nearly 100 people killed in Israeli attack on North Gaza. Now, the news in detail. The first edition of the much-anticipated multi-stakeholder dialogue forum, Sagarmatha Sambad, committed to deliberating on the most pressing global, regional and national issues, kicked off in Kathmandu yesterday with a powerful call for urgent global climate action and deeper international cooperation to address the mounting climate crisis, particularly in fragile mountain ecosystems. The dialogue forum, named after the world's highest peak, aims to foster sincere discussions, mutual knowledge exchange, and collective action on pressing global issues. Inaugurating the event, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said the platform was created to promote honest dialogue and shared learning on climate change. He stressed the need for united efforts to tackle the crisis and highlighted the importance of protecting mountains to safeguard the planet and humanity. The forum brings together global leaders, experts and stakeholders to discuss sustainable solutions to climate challenges, particularly in mountain regions.
Sagarmatha Sambad is born from that very spirit. It is a gentle revival of our ancient ways. As a Himalayan nation, this is not a distant issue. It is our daily reality. But it is not just ours, it is the world's. Can humanity survive without its mountains? Can we protect the future without protecting these ancient gardens? Mountains may seem far away, but their breath keeps half the world alive. From the Arctic to the Andes, from the Alps to the Himalayas, they are the Earth's water towers. They are our climate's pulse, and they are in danger. Their fragility is our shared vulnerability. From the lap of Sagarmatha, the world's highest peak, we send this message loud and clear. To protect the mountains is to protect the planet. To protect the mountains is to protect our seas. To protect the mountains is to protect humanity itself. Let this Sambad be not just a dialogue, but a determination. A determination to act and to work together towards a gentler, wiser and more compassionate world.
Prime Minister Oli highlighted that least developed and developing countries, including Nepal, contribute the least to global emissions but face the greatest impact from climate-induced disasters.
Climate change is no longer a distant threat. It is the greatest challenge of our time. It touches everything, our planet, our people, our shared prosperity. No nation is untouched. No society is safe. But the heaviest burden falls on those least responsible. The poorest, the most vulnerable, the mountainous and the least developed. Nepal stands among them. We have done little to cause this crisis. Yet, we face its harshest consequences. Glaciers are melting, rains are uncertain, landslides sweep away homes, floods and droughts come without warning. We stand firm. Our emissions are small, almost negligible, but our contributions are meaningful. Our Himalaya cool the region, nature's own climate stabilizer.
Furthermore, Prime Minister Oli reiterated Nepal's call for climate justice, stressing the need for adequate climate financing and technology access for vulnerable nations. On the first day of the Sagarmatha Sambad, Prime Minister Oli unveiled Nepal's third nationally determined contribution, NDC-3, reaffirming the country's commitment to a resilient and low-carbon future. He handed over the NDC-3 to Mukhtar Babayev, COP29 president and Azerbaijan's minister for ecology and natural resources. The document prepared by the Ministry of Forest and Environment in line with the Paris Agreement was approved by the cabinet on Wednesday. Earlier, Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba, in her opening remarks at the Sambad, welcomed the global delegates and highlighted the severe climate threats facing Nepal and the other mountainous countries. In her keynote address, she pointed to the rapid retreat of Himalayan glaciers and rising global glacial lake outburst flood, calling it a grave injustice that requires urgent international attention and action. Likewise, delivering a national statement at the Sambad, Minister for Forest and Environment, Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri, warned that Nepal and the Himalayas are on the front line of a fast-accelerating climate crisis. Similarly, India's Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupender Yadav, highlighted the increasing environmental challenges facing mountain nations and noted South Asia's minimal contribution to global carbon emissions. Likewise, Xiao Ji, chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of China, reaffirmed China's commitment to climate action, stating that China will continue its efforts to build a sustainable future without slowing down. In his remarks, Mukhtar Babayev, presidential representative of the Republic of Azerbaijan on climate issues and president of COP29, highlighted the need for a strong political will to ensure climate justice. The event also featured a special video message from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who expressed his solidarity with the Sagarmatha Sambad and the people of Nepal. The gathering of foreign delegates from 40 countries and over 150 nationally distinguished personalities will attend the plenary sessions, parallel sessions, and roundtable discussions and various sideline events. According to the Sambad's website, series of parallel sessions is being held on 12 different themes till today. After these sessions conclude, a high-level session among ministers from the Hindu Kush region and a multi-stakeholder roundtable discussion with global and regional partners will be held. The dialogue will be held till Sunday, the 18th of May. Deliberations on the principles and priorities of the upcoming fiscal year's appropriation bill are ongoing in the House of Representatives. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil stated that the bill's priorities were set based on the country's economic condition and resource capacity. Responding to lawmakers' queries, he said the government is working in line with the current realities and assured that suggestions from pre-budget discussions and parliamentarians will be reflected in the budget set to be presented on May 28. The House will reconvene at 11 a.m. on May 18. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives has endorsed the Federal Civil Service Bill, which has been under discussion for a long time. The committee has also agreed to set 60 as the retirement age in the civil service. According to the committee secretary, Suraj Kumar Dura, the committee also endorsed provisions for appointing an additional secretary and introducing a 2-year cooling-off period, the mandatory waiting time a retired civil servant must observe before taking up another official role. The newly proposed bill also outlines that there will be 15 levels within the civil service hierarchy. Now on to some international news update. Hamas-run civil defense and residents have said nearly 100 people, including children, have been killed in a large-scale Israeli ground, air, and sea attack launched early Friday in North Gaza. Israel's military said it was operating to locate and dismantle terrorist infrastructure sites in northern Gaza and had eliminated several terrorists over the past day. This marks the largest ground assault on North Gaza since Israel resumed its offensive in March. Israel launched a military campaign to destroy Hamas in response to cross-border attack on 7th October 2023. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that due to the influence of westerly and local winds, along with some moisture-laden winds coming from Bay of Bengal and the Arabian Sea, the weather today is expected to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province, along with the hilly regions, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province, along with the hilly region of the rest of the provinces and at one or two places in the rest of the country. There are chances of light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. Gusty winds are likely to occur at a few areas in Madhes province along with the Tarai region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 17 to 19 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 30 to 32 degrees Celsius today. That brings us close to the end of this news bulletin. But before we conclude, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Sagarmatha Sambad kicks off calling for global climate action. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli urges world community to respond to escalating climate crisis with shared wisdom and strong determination. Deliberation on principles, priorities of appropriation bill continues. Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel clarifies principles and priorities of the appropriation bill were determined based on the economic status and resource management capacity. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives endorses the Federal Civil Service Bill. And rescuers say nearly 100 people killed in Israeli attack on North Gaza. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.